This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
I'm on violence, I'm on crud. I treat them ops like pop, man. I'm trying to leave everyone run. My bro slapped two, then passed it. That there's nothing but love.
That's love.
Forget the fame and music. I put skanks in truck.
I sue it.
Put skanks in the ride and lurk. We don't call that putting in work.
No.
Spot my rise that burst. And we're pissed the V8 in the dirt. 6-7 MOB, still do it in shoes and shirts. Ask God to pray for my sins, but I still had a hammer in church.
Yeah, all of that.
Ready to burst.
Do a drill. Drillers. Hammers hanging out windows. When I show you something, but still,
when I show you something,
now tell your boy what's the deal.
What's the deal?
These niggas talking that crud, but interview rooms and they squirrel.
Snitching.
Men turn up the roof like grill. Then chill, baby, and mill. Darkskin driller straight from the hill. Girl left the fast, she chill. Oh, block rolling wrist still. They ain't on piss, they ain't real.
No.
Early morning trap doing drill. Chugging, jugging straight for a mill.
Them man, they beat that thing like 4x4 smoke loud enough. Best act right if you don't want. Get turned down if you ain't too. Two. Roll my spliff, get two. Head down, right, get two. Rolling with a squad, now you ain't come. Run up on a bitch, that bitch like.
Like 4x4 smoke loud enough. Best act right if you don't want. Get turned down if you ain't to. 2-2 ton up. Wrong my spliff, get 2-2 bun up. Head on right, yeah, 2-2 bun up. Rolling with a squad, now you ain't come one up. Run up on a bitch, that bitch like. What the fuck is good? Down with the kids, but still fucking hood. Down with the kids, but still fucking cruddy. I do it day and night, I'm Kid Cuddy. I do it day and night while you're sleeping. Get that pack, he's gone by the evening. Talk about beef to know who you're beefing. I know what and you was retreating. I'm the bomb like 9-11, yeah, yeah. Linked up with 6-7, yeah. Do the numbers, what'd you get? Can't calculate that in your head, no. Feature from me, I'm heck no. Not doing road, do a petrol. With the gang, stop at SO. 10 car combo, your 10 toes. Either way, I'm on route. Doing pain, doing cute, yeah. Doing yak, doing zoots.
What up?
Raving hotel rooms, yeah. Mash up the place, duvets, get ton up. I'm a bad girl, scream, go suck mothers. Bad girl school, I need me a scholar. When I'm on a bitch, that
them
bitch like.
Them man, they beat that thing like. 4x4, smoke loud enough. Best act right if you don't want. Get turned down if you ain't too. 2-2. Roll my spliff, get 2-2. Head down right, get 2-2. Rolling with a squad, now you ain't come. Run up on a bitch, that bitch like.
And we lurk on oppers. Big 40, no party poppers. Free my drillers, I love my drillers. M.A. Mad Mac from Shutters. I trap, I rap, I get music, money in pounds and dollars. More pork, no pork. Where I'm from, we got a dash from coppers. Big fat stones and a hammer, you gon' need several doctors. Violence, we did that in public. That sheen, I hid from the copters. Yeah, we do music, but never confuse it. We do up these oppers. Bro got grabbed on obo, free out my shot, straight out my trap.
15, I'ma show you my racks. I load up 2 bang bang, let them have that. They ain't on piss, but they act bad. Show them bricks and my madman, load up clips. Hear it bang, cause me and my niggas don't rap. Shoot instant and my thing won't jam. We want more bodies in the bag. 2008 wire in cabs. With knives and baseball bats. Don't slip, rude boy, you can get grabbed. Up in them Aegon flats. Gonna drop it a stay in act. Let's lurk where the pagans at. Man down if the pagan lacks.
6-7 gang beat that lack. Volvo, Mercs, BM.
Do a Jordan, the 1-0. Volvo, spin kick, man get.
Highly flammable, you can get in a ride with heat, so you still get.
If I take it personal, I'm lurking. Skeng's out on your block like.
What up?
Big bar squad choppers anywhere.
That's G smoke for anyone.
Understand?
Yeah. It's FUBAR Radio. Do you know, I was just about to say it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, but it's Wednesday Wisdom. It's your hump day helpers in session. This is a pre-recorded show.
Are we not called Palin's First Incorporated anymore?
We're workshopping names.
Oh, so we're just currently without a name. Yeah. There's some banging outside on the window.
And we've been sat here for about 10 minutes, no banging, and as soon as we start, banging.
Such is life.
Because he's saying it's a banging show, and that's probably why he's banging, to an appreciation of your show.
It's a soundboard.
Yeah.
That's just a new clip we've got that goes off throughout the show.
What's going on out there?
Windows, doing something with the windows.
Just banging the windows. I think that would be good, very good idea.
I bet he's out there just pretending he's working. I bet he's on his phone just banging a wall with a hammer.
Tapping
on
his toe.
Are we actually going to do the show with that banging in
what
it?
What we're going to do is I'm going to speak to him when the next song is on and say, could you cease banging until...
In front of a couple hours.
Yeah, just give
it... Well, because all day.
Yeah, all day until like 6 o'clock.
That'd be great.
Even later, because we've got to... do a little bit extra later, haven't we?
We don't know that yet. Last week.
Oh, yeah, that's last week. Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We're going to start getting better confused about which show this is.
Yeah, because we are now presenting for the future
The 24th?
Well, as I said.
The most confusing part is this is Wednesday morning, right?
Yeah.
We're recording a show for the future straight before we record a show for the present.
Yes.
It's all
so freaky. It's really confusing.
Is that
to me
if
right
our if we were pre-recorded after our live show would be like less confusing?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But to top it all off, I am high as fuck.
Yeah, so
yeah, you're,
I am so glad you are too. I'm struggling over here.
I'm not.
We've got caffeine. High on caffeine, Harley and I.
Yeah.
That's it.
So right now, time is just like a big jelly to me. It's like a big party jelly.
I did clock the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Early doors.
That's why I'm wearing the orange jumper to take attention away from my red eyes.
Got it.
But we've got a packed show for you today nonetheless, even though it's a show for the future. We've got a kid for the future coming in, Matt Wills. He's going to be coming in. He's going to be a future star, we think, and he's going to be playing a live song, but he's also, we're going to just chat to him, play some games with him, and all above board, of course. He's not a real kid, he's a grown man.
Yeah. He's playing live as well.
Yeah. And
on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the show.
Justin did just say that.
He's playing live on somewhere else.
He's playing live.
But we just thought we'd talk about
room.
It. we've also got the regular games that we play amongst ourselves and plenty of stories to chew through.
We're going to be predicting some things.
We are indeed, yeah. Because it's a show for the future.
Going to be predicting the football scores.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we predict?
Well, we can't predict the general election results yet.
You're predicting Great Escape.
Yeah, I would have been to Great Escape.
How was it?
It was great, I think.
Well,
it was wonderful. I look after an artist called Alexander Teller, and he played two shows, and they were both fantastic.
Mm.
I'm putting the good juju out there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
Salt Bay and that juju on the team.
Jeez.
And do you get wasted at Great Escape, do you reckon? Are you going
to
predict?
I don't think so, because I'll have to like be working.
Got your manager hat on.
Manager hat, yeah. So I'll have to be like schmoozing and that.
Yeah, is that the type of manager you are? Are you a very sort of responsible, shaky, handy?
Not really, no.
No?
I took him to Reading and Leeds last year to be and to like introduce him to a few people, and I wasn't being that responsible, but I found that I'm actually better at schmoozing when I'm a bit drunk
on a level with them.
What type of manager are you?
I'm actually a consummate professional.
Yeah.
When I have my manager hat on, and I don't think I put a foot wrong really. Mm. But I think I'm the perfect manager.
Perfect human.
Perfect human in general, yeah. Mm. But in context, perfect manager. I don't want to be like, you know, arrogant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So look at that face.
Settle with perfect manager.
Yeah, okay. I've had some ridiculous management in the past.
Me too.
Like where I've turned up at parties before it started and they're already turned up, you know what I mean?
Just
absolutely beaming off the walls.
Already got people in on your guest list.
Yeah, man.
Now you can't get your own brethren in.
Yeah, well, I've had ringing me up at 2 a.m. Do you know anyone who can get me anything? What, we're in Paris?
In fact, do you know what? I'm not going to say names, but I was at a festival one time and a very big band, actually, you're a big fan of this band, Natalie, their manager didn't send a middleman. He just came straight to me and went, do you reckon you can get any drugs? Do you reckon you can get any? And I was just like, you didn't even... cover yourself. You're just their manager.
I was in Berlin and I was doing a show, and there was this supermodel there. Like, again, I'm not going to name any names because she's huge and I will get myself in trouble.
So she's plus size joke.
No. But her dad is a famous singer as well.
Is that giving it away now?
Just dropping little hints, you know.
Her dad's a famous singer and she's a famous model.
Yeah.
I can't think of any.
Not naming any names.
I genuinely can't think of any.
Okay.
And her manager came up to
me. Oh, right.
Is she known as a model?
Who?
Yeah.
I missed the mouth.
No, you can't. We'll tell you.
And he's come up to me and he went, do you know where I can get any weed from? It's just that whatever her name is, she really wants some. And obviously she can't come up to me and ask herself. And I was like, no, sorry, I'm not a dealer. I don't, you know what I mean? Sorry. Anyway, I'm sat down getting my hair and makeup done, and she comes and sits next to me, and we're chatting and I was like, "Oh, I'm going out for a smoke. If you want to come," so we go out. We're in the car park. We have a smoke, and she was like, "Oh, do you know where I can get any?" And I was like, "Oh, your manager asked me." She went, "What?" And he was like, "Oh, he came up to me and asked." She was like, "No, he's not with me.
My manager's been dead for 10 years."
No, he's not with me.
The fuck?
That's bizarre.
People trying to score drugs using your name. That's amazing. That's an amazing new trick. Actually, I never thought of that. That makes sense. That makes sense. You're more likely to get it if you say it's for a famous person, but they can't ask themselves. Yeah.
I've got a fairly funny story. My last birthday, had a big party.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were present, I think.
Yeah. I was going to say, unless you had a fake one as a smoke screen and invited me to that one and then had a real birthday party.
Imagine if that happened.
Not the one just so gone.
Yeah, the one just
I
gone.
Wasn't there.
Awkward.
No, it was not because he wasn't invited.
It was because my granddad died. How awkward's that now, Natalie? Hey? Yeah.
Tumbleweed, that? Whoops.
Anyway, so I got like a relatively early night. Well, I got to bed at 6 in the morning, and then I actually got up at like 10 to play football. However, Ben, my housemate who I share the birthday with, continued on through the night. And I got home from football, and him and my friend Alfie were both still going. And they were being really immature. They were doing...
So I just got a mental picture of them two just dancing by themselves in the front room. They
probably
you got
were
back.
As well.
Still going. And I was like, how are you... They were just like, happy as Larry. And they then proceeded to do prank phone calls. they were calling like GBK and saying like, can I book a table for like a million? and then Ben called Nando's and was like pretending to be an American guy. I'm a manager. He was like, I'm a manager. And he's like, okay, hi, is this Nando's in Covent Garden? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, he was like, well, I've got Kanye and Jay-Z coming. They want to have Nando's, so we need the whole of Nando's. And they're like, I don't know. And he was like, we can rope off an area for you. He's like, no, we need the whole Nando's. Okay. And he was like, I'm going to pass you over to my manager. And then this manager was like, okay, well, we can give you the whole bottom floor of the Nando's. And Ben was like, no, that's not good enough. We need the whole Nando's. And then he passed him on to another manager, like the top guy. I think it was like an extended call through. And he was going, so what's the deal? He's like, so Kanye and Jay-Z, I've told you guys 1,000 times, Kanye and Jay-Z are coming, we need the whole Nando's. They got a crew coming, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, so what time? And it was like, shit, it's actually happening. From between 8 and 9. And they're like, okay, we think we can do that for you. Sorry, what's your name? And he just was like, I can't do this to this like, poor little guy. He's going to shut off a whole Nando's. Aww. But if you ever, you know...
Like it just, works.
It works. The manager thing works.
Okay.
Chain of command.
It works dropping names. I get so many free paracetamol when I mention your name, Harley.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, for sure. Good. That's the drug of choice.
Yeah.
Boots. Hi, I'm Harley Sylvester's manager. He wants 3 packs of Nurofen.
Yeah. He's just outside. He can't really come in. Can't be associated with this kind of thing.
He can't come up and ask himself.
Yeah. It works.
I'm just standing like behind that. Just like,
telling her everything to say.
Have you ever watched Veep?
Yes, it's great.
You know
isn't
how,
that the thing that women shave their legs with?
That's Veet.
Veet.
But you know how Gary her little assistant. Yeah. It's about the president. She's actually the vice president at the time.
And right. You know Elaine from Seinfeld? Did you ever watch Seinfeld? Julia Louis-Dreyfus, is that her name?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's about her. She was the assistant,
and then she anyway.
Now she's the president. It's very funny.
But she has like this guy who like will literally say things into her ear as she's talking to people to like.
Oh, will he be in an earpiece? Or
he's literally over her shoulder.
Yeah, like if someone's arrived, he'll go, "That's this person or this person." So she knows who she's about to meet.
He's right in front of all these people, just like saying what to say. Loads, and I imagine that actually does happen in like kind of that presidential world
in general.
Because they've got so many people to remember and so many people to schmooze with. They've got to have
someone on their
shoulder just going like, this is blah, blah, yeah. their wife is blah, blah, they're from blah, blah, they can provide this.
Because doesn't the Queen have that when she's walking down that queue when she makes new friends?
Yeah.
With the like lineup. It looks like an ID parade, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, like, I met Prince Charles once.
Did
Prince
you? Charles.
Oh. I love the fact that you can't remember which royal it was.
Yeah.
I
went,
Prince.
It was Charles,
How was he?
It was fine. Was it Prince Charles?
I don't know. Could
Prince
Andrew,
Charles
Edward?
Is
the one with the big ears.
Yeah.
It was Charles.
How's Prince Charles ever going to know who I am? But he had a little guy standing next to him, and he said something a bit. What did he say? But he's basically said, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he said something like related to Rizzle Kicks and our music and stuff. And I was like, you don't know that.
How do you know? Check his iPod out. It's probably full of Rizzle Kicks.
Probably.
Have you
probably
met
likes down with a trumpet. That's like quite a royal instrument.
Yeah. That's his
probably
alarm.
Wakes up to that.
That's his alarm.
Live orchestra.
I have met Harry, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why have you not brought this up before? I love him. What's he like?
It was hilarious. Jordan and I, it was a very long time ago, we played at the Duke of Westminster's son's 21st birthday party.
Right.
So, look, the richest man in Europe, basically.
Is he the one that owns, like, Mayfair? There's a Duke that owns Mayfair, isn't there?
Yeah, that's
oh, shit. Yeah, we've got a picture of Harley meeting
and
Prince Charles.
Harry Hill.
Yeah, I didn't even clock that.
The jokes.
Pretty sure that's Torville and Dean to the other side of you as well.
Yeah, it was.
Which one? Celebrity spot.
That's my Dean is whatever his name is.
Christopher Dean.
Yeah, he's my best mate's uncle.
Ooh. Oh, so
everyone's connected to this photo somehow, apart from me.
I got distracted by the continue with the Harry story. Sorry.
So he owns. So their last name is Grosvenor. So that they own all of like fucking that area. So he's like the richest man in the world, basically.
Up
there. And so we played at his son Hugh's 21st birthday.
Oh, was it your yard? Jordan's house, and then you lot left to go play it.
Probably,
I remember I was with you lot that day.
And you should have come because it was insane.
Yeah, cheers.
Did you get an invite?
No. They're like, you stay here, we're going to go play this gig. 3 years later, you should have come to that gig, you know? It was sick.
But the thing is, I don't think we really understood the magnitude of what it was going to be. They
still spending the money he made off the goodie bag. That money was long though, isn't it?
But they built a club in their garden. And when I'm saying a club, I'm talking the best club I've ever been to.
Wow.
So it was like a ginormous club with like ice sculptures and shit. And
wow,
are you a member now? Can we go? Can you take us?
Opens every year.
No, they built it for 2 days.
Okay,
and purpose built nightclub.
And Harry, when we performed, Harry was front row with glow stick shit all over his face. He was completely off his bonce.
Were you high-fiving him and shit?
And afterwards, he came up to me like, yeah, bro, so cool. And then we had a little chat. Oh, it was funny.
Did he spud you when he came up to you? I bet he did.
I hope he did.
He kind of just like, you know when they don't really know whether to like shake your hand or hug you? He kind of just like fell into me. And I was just like, oh, cool, man. But he was a really nice guy.
No, I can imagine him being like a brilliant guy, you know? Like, you know, obviously apart from the whole Nazi uniform thing.
That was a blip.
That's the only side eye I'd give him.
Yeah, but it just shows he's a real person and it makes mistakes. He's not like the rest of them that just...
Not many people accidentally dress up.
I know a good few hundred real people. That have never donned the Nazi uniform. You included, Rhys.
Yeah, I'm going to say I've never worn a Nazi uniform.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Closest I've gone is Hugo Boss. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was by accident.
No, but I mean, make mistakes in life.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And like, the rest of the royal family are just fucking...
I don't like the concept of the royal family, but I'm willing to admit that I like Prince Charles as a person. I like what he stands for. Not Prince Charles, like the Prince's Trust, his stance on like, you know, being more green, protecting the environment. I like that about him.
But then also
What did allegedly the Duke of Edinburgh do? He was bad, wasn't he? At some point, was he like racist?
Quite racist to people. Yeah. You know, makes a lot of comments to people. He's got himself in trouble a lot, hasn't he?
Yeah. Which one's that?
Philip.
Oh, Philip. Yeah. Prince, yeah. Prince Philip. Is he the Duke of Edinburgh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So the Duke of Edinburgh Award is
his thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he recently...
What, was he mad sporty when he was young or something? Why has he got the Duke of Edinburgh Award? He looks...
He is the Duke of Edinburgh.
Yeah, I know, but like, why is there a sport-related... I used to see so many kids in school go, I've got the Duke of Edinburgh Award because they swam to France or some next year.
Yeah, like, some orienteering or some shit.
Yeah, you do some...
You don't, you go on a war. I actually got sacked from my job on a Duke of Edinburgh course.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right, so it was nothing to do with sport.
No, you go. You no, go like on a. You go like on a
hiking.
Walk.
And
yeah,
shit.
You go on a hike.
It's like mountain climbing and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know why it's named after him.
No, I'm looking
probably,
at this photo.
It was probably like his thing that he started. Like he probably just
why?
Said that.
Like, he does like walking. To be fair, doesn't he? On the grounds of.
I mean,
well,
quite,
like, a lot of kids
anymore.
From my school did it, and they like you know got a lot out of it. You know, it's like I think it's just like learning to be one with nature
right.
and learning to survive with like minimal. Things,
while being slightly racist.
No,
being
you just go on a high. It's like you just take your stuff with you and off you go, really.
Yeah.
Right.
We need to tweet this photo out because I'm looking at Harley. He looks at Prince Charles like he's in love. You've got love in your eyes.
Yeah, I want someone to look at me the way Harley looks at Prince Charles.
Me too.
He's not looking at Prince Charles.
I'm not looking at
you
Prince
are,
Charles.
Where are you looking? You are.
I'm looking like to the left of
well,
Prince.
Well, who are you in love with?
Who would that be? The Queen?
No, I think it was, I don't know.
Camilla Parker Bowles.
Look at that face.
What's Will Kate?
She would. She wouldn't have been around then, would she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sure she would have been born.
Yeah.
How long have they been? It that was 6 years ago that they got married, Wills and Kate. Because that photo came up on my time hop of me in my pants when I got back from Alton Towers.
Oh, was that
and
on
that
the
was
same
on
day?
The day they got married.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've got more questions about what you just said.
Yeah.
I saw that photo. What the fuck was that about?
So... Do you know, basically, it was the day before Wills and Kate got married, and I'd gone out, got steaming, gone home, fallen asleep, woke up at 8 in the morning, and my mates who I'd been out with were still out steaming, and they came in my house, were like, right, we're going out in towers.
And this is drunk, isn't it? Not getting the creases out of clothes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've woke up, still drunk, carried on getting drunk, we're going to Alton Towers. We're like, they're saying Wills and Kate's getting married, it's going to be empty, no one's going to be there, we'll have the whole park to ourselves for the day.
What?
And they're drunk, weren't we? So.
What? You thought the amusement park was going to be empty?
Yeah,
because
no one there, the royals are getting married. Right? So we're on our way to Alton Towers, and the next thing, we're in a queue of traffic like you've never seen, down this little country lane, fields either side full of cows, still drunk. We're all in the car. My mates are like, you can ride a cow. Like, I reckon you're quick enough to catch a cow. And I was drunk and I was like, yeah, I can fucking catch a cow. So I got out of the car in this queue of traffic, got into the field and I'm chasing a cow. And I swear on my life, within seconds, hundreds of people out of the cars cheering me on, chasing these cows around the field. Everyone's cheering me on and I run out of breath and I stop. And it all goes quiet and just one guy just shouted, punch it in the skull.
Punch it. There's a weird thing about people punching cows.
Yeah, I was going to say that it was actually really like refreshing when your drunken kind of challenge was to chase the cow. I was going to say that's so refreshing that no one said punch the cow. Yeah. But then
individual man just shouted, punch it in the skull.
Isn't it cow tipping? Wasn't that
That's
thing?
How you push them over and they can't get back up. But that's
oh,
not
that's
true.
Not very nice.
Also
I was
going to
say, I'm sure a cow can get back up because don't they like sort of lie on their side with their calves
also try get near a cow. You'll never. They can run at 30 mile an hour. Do you know what I mean?
No, they cannot. A cow. They can run at 30 mile an hour.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Jacob, can you verify that?
Yeah,
he's
please.
On it. He's already
whilst
on
Jacob
it.
Does that, let's get into another redem.
Yeah. Yes, please. This is FUBAR Radio. We are your Wednesday Wisdom Hump Day helpers.
Are you somebody? That's that I said, damn right. I'm somebody. What do you say when I say, are you somebody? Damn right. Damn right, I'm somebody. What y'all gonna do? What y'all gonna do? Damn right, I'm somebody. What y'all gonna do? Damn right, I'm somebody. What y'all gonna do? Damn right, I'm somebody. Damn right, I'm somebody.
I'm a legacy. You know I keep going, and my mind, I keep flowing, mowing and towing, showing, I'm just knowing, going upstream, so I keep on growing, and reach for a new plan, a dope new level, schooling D.E. baby, a hip-hop rebel, on the back I roll, of the suckers that blow, removing like gravity, me
taking over like Robert. Don't dig what I'm saying, then roll the fuck over. Call the bowl, so you've been told. Call me on the phone, tell me I wouldn't go. I don't understand, my man, we need a plan. Why I gotta walk with a gun in my hand? Looking for a fight to incite or a rumble. Don't know why, cause I'm living in the jungle. Like a go-kart, king or queen or prince, or just Nero. Sit on back and listen to your hero. On a microphone, school, just pursuing. On stage, I never hear booing. Winning and grinning, chinning, I never seen it. Just like Genesis, I'm the beginning. Think from the left, 900, I sit. Open up your mind, baby, take a little trip on reality. The past and the present, skin too dark, so you treat me like a peasant. I don't understand, my man, we need a plan. Why I gotta walk with a gun in my hand? I'm looking for a fight to incite or a rumble. I don't know why, cause I'm living in the jungle.
Was after the cow chasing incident, we got back into the car, traffic starts moving, and we're getting to Alton Towers car park. But on the way, me and my mate couldn't, bladder was a bit too full, you know. We bought a crate on the way, and we've been drinking this crate on the way there. And so I've had to piss. I've got to. So I've started to wee in a can in the back of the car as we're pulling into the car park. And this young woman, bless her, she's waving us in. I'm in the back of the car with my penis in a can. And we start going over these bumps. I've missed, just pissed all up the window of the car.
Oh, shit.
All over my mate. So, first of all, got pissed on myself. I had to drop a few items of clothing off at the beginning. So that's where that starts. Anyway, we get out of the car, we get into Alton Towers, and by this point, everyone's just too hanging. So we actually ended up eating in more places than rides that we went on.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, running around, friend fell over, broke his arm. Another item of clothing's come off to make him a sling. I've ended up getting my face.
You went to an amusement park and your friend fell over and broke his arm.
Yeah, man, running up.
That's how he ended up
under
himself.
The cable cars. He was
like,
running.
So
up the stairs.
You made him a sling instead of like just going to hospital.
Yeah, had no time. We needed to go in the haunted house.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've ended up getting my face painted like a dog because. I just
Snapchat weren't around them times.
Yeah, no filters. I had to legit do it myself. And
why? Why did you get your
because,
face?
Because it was the past.
Of course.
And also, I am the youngest by a few years amongst my group of friends, so I get bullied into doing things a lot, and I'm weak spirited. But so anyway, we've left. And I can't, this is the part that I can't remember, but for some reason my pants have been ripped completely off me. Gone. Not just held on by the waistband and that's it. Like a loincloth. I've lost my t-shirt and my jumper. So that's two jackets down, a t-shirt and a jumper. And I've ended up falling asleep in the hallway of my home with my trousers around my ankles. This like loincloth-esque pair of boxes just covering my thing. Woke up a few hours later, my girlfriend's there, she's propped me up in the bathroom, and then they took a photo of me.
I've seen the photo.
Where's this photo?
It came up on his time hop, and I had to question it from even then.
Sounds beautiful.
Sounds good.
Well, it says here that cows can run at least 20 miles an hour.
Wow.
Told you.
On another source, it says 8 miles.
Oh, no, in all fairness, you did say 30, which is a good 10 mile an hour over 20.
Oh, wow.
That's the photo.
Yeah.
Well, people can still get in touch with the show today, even though we're doing a prereq.
Yeah, of course they can, man. Get in touch.
Can they?
Yeah.
All right.
You can still email. When it's not a live show, or tweet if you wanted to.
Absolutely. The email is hump, that's HUMP at foobarradio.com. And the Twitter is at foobarradio. Normal tings. Mm. We've got Matt Wills coming in a bit. He's going to be playing some live music for us, and we're going to be having a chat with him, playing a game.
Of course we have.
Always.
And I think it's only right that we should chew through one of our stories and see if we can apply some Wednesday wisdom.
All right.
Police arrest an angry beaver for stopping traffic on a busy road.
Ah, of course.
Of course they did. The nighttime commute on a busy road came to a standstill after a beaver decided to block traffic. This is the animal. Are beavers marsupials? They're not, are they? I think they're just mammals.
Over to you, Reese, with the facts.
Oh, I was just about to say, what, the beaver was blocking traffic?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Damn.
Hey! Barry police said they had to arrest the beaver after it refused to move off the middle of the road and allow traffic to pass. Police were called to the scene after people reported that drivers were refusing to run over the beaver that lay in the middle of the road. Officers who arrived at the scene tried to coax the beaver to move off the road and called the beaver angry, obviously. Cartoon Network fans.
Yeah.
The beaver finally walked to the side of the road, but later stopped traffic again. Animal control officers were called to the scene, and they arrested the beaver and removed it from the scene.
This last line, I love it.
They later released the beaver back into the wild.
Shit. Imagine that, some mini handcuffs, a little cell. There's a beaver just chilling in there. You're like, you've gone into pen for murdering someone. And next to you, there's a beaver.
Yeah, it's a beaver.
You know,
beaver.
Like, just a dark shadow with a shape in the corner smoking a cigarette. It's just a sad beaver.
You got the bottom bunk. So the one phrase that comes from the dark corner.
Yeah.
Imagine sharing a cell with a beaver. You'd have a better chance of escape with.
Yeah.
They chew things, don't they? So they might be able to chew out the cell.
Yeah, and also I'm sure they're small enough to just slip through the bars.
Oh yeah, true. Good point. Yeah.
You'd have to teach them to because they don't have bars anymore, do they?
I'm imagining a Hollywood prison. I'm imagining Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
So they still have bars on the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true. And I'm sure beavers can probably climb.
Get through the serving hatch.
Are beavers aggressive animals? Would they attack you?
Angry.
Do you think if they're in a confined space, do you think it would attack you?
I think so.
Well, perhaps they needed to just find out exactly what the beaver was stopping traffic for, you know? Mm. I think that to arrest the beaver is to humanise the beaver, but to not even ask it why it was stopping. Beavers don't stop traffic every day.
Isn't it?
Maybe it was protesting.
Yeah. People are going through its home, you know?
Mm. It might be environmental. It was protesting against the fumes of the cars, some sort of traffic problem.
Because I think us as humans, we're a bit hypocritical when it comes to... And I'm a hypocrite because I'm not a vegan, you know? But when it comes to our treatment of animals, you know, a crocodile kills a child or an alligator or whatever it was, and then they go and wipe out all the crocodiles and alligators, whatever, in the surrounding area. So they've obviously just done this. It's like a sweeping death sentence, isn't it?
Genocide, really.
Right, exactly. So for the sins of that crocodile, and they're counting them as like crimes, isn't it? Because why are you wiping out like all these animals? But then when a beaver wants to stop traffic, you don't want to question the beaver's intentions.
What about when one British-born radicalised prick does a terror attack in London, and then we just go and bomb a whole country and kill all their families and shit.
Yeah, in retaliation. Yeah, beavers are
beavers and terrorists alike.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was saying.
Very good.
I think that's my advice for the police force in Barry.
Where is Barry?
Exactly. It's, well, it's not the Wales
no,
one,
it's
is
it? It's America.
No, it's got to be America, because Barry in Wales is with a Y on the end, isn't it?
Barry Island, isn't it? Isn't it?
Good point. It's an island, yeah. I'm sure it's, yeah, it's, just, yeah, it's called Barry Island.
Who knows? Jacob knows.
I hate how islands always have to let everyone know that they're an island. Isle of Dog, Isle of Rum, Barry Island.
Isle of Man, that's my favourite one.
You love it there.
I love a bit of Isle of Man.
It's either the Isle of Man or the Isle of Wight. They have a thing called Fairy Bridge. And when you go over the bridge, you have to say hello to the fairies. Otherwise, it's bad luck. And it's everyone does it. Like, no one doesn't. It's not like walking over three grates or whatever. Everyone does it. And the cats don't have tails. They're called Manx cats.
Yeah.
And
the cats, that's the Isle of Man, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so what? Is there like... like, just like loads of noise at one end of this bridge. Is there like a threshold where you have to say it? So it's like just loads of people just going, hello to the fairies.
Hello, fairies.
Hello,
fairies.
Whatever, yeah.
Or something as you go over Fairy Bridge.
Do you have to say it at a certain point?
Don't know.
I've never been.
Can you drive over it? Or is it
you can drive over it.
Are there houses near it? Because that would be really annoying if you live next to that bridge.
No, I don't think so. But someone was telling me that, like, If you're in a taxi, for example, and you go over it and you don't say it, like the taxi driver, he won't say anything, do you know what I mean? But he'll just like look at you in the
rearview mirror. Yeah, he's there though.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the destination, he's like, that's £150, please.
Hello, fairies.
And then you realise he's got wings and a little crown. And he's actually levitating. He's not even really driving the car. He's got like teeth. And you're like, what the fuck, mate? He's like, yeah, I'm a tooth fairy.
That's where the tooth fairy comes from.
Isle of Man?
Probably.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
It's not real.
What?
The Isle of Man? Of course it is.
The fairy didn't come from the Isle of Man because it's not a real person.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe the legend comes from the Isle of Man. Everything comes from somewhere.
I don't know if it really comes from the Isle of Man. I was just...
Oh.
Just...
But
that magical place, the Isle of Man.
Do you know the Tooth Fairy, Harley?
No, never been acquainted.
Oh.
I know of them.
Did you ever get money under your pillow?
Yeah, I never met the broad.
Oh, for real? You had a decent childhood. How about you, Reese?
Yeah. But then my mum stopped giving me money under my pillow, and on the way to school she'd just buy me something, like a chocolate bar or...
Which is more expensive than just a 50p.
Yeah.
It's a fair play to
her.
I never ever got... my parents didn't play that shit.
Christmas, nothing.
Yeah, that shit seems like these mystical beings are expensive, you know?
Do you remember the point where you stopped believing in, like, Father Christmas, Tooth Fairy? Because I can't even remember believing it. Yeah.
No, me neither. Yeah, no, my parents didn't. That's what I'm saying to you.
I can't remember ever believing it was real.
It weren't feasible to believe in my house. It was against my better judgment
to
believe.
And I had an older sibling as well who made sure that I didn't believe. Do you know what I mean? It's not real.
Yeah. I believed that the legend was like very wholesome and it was lovely, but I never ever thought there's a guy that lives in this. I was too
just
smart
bare from skeptical pessimists from day in.
Yeah, I just think maybe just a bit too intelligent. Like,
we were kids. Just,
but I'm talking
not
like,
offense
when we're
to the kids that do believe. I don't know if there are kids. I hesitate to believe that there are genuinely. Actually, no.
Children.
Of course there are. Of course there are
children that believe it.
Yeah, there's got to be.
And the internet's set up so if you Google, like, is Santa real and stuff, it comes up with all these pages. Gives you, like, coordinates of Santa's house. You can get written letters and emails from Santa.
Yeah, that's true.
You can get apps at FaceTime. You're with Santa talking to you. And so
he's generated the most cash in history. He's generated more cash than Jesus, that guy. Santa. But yeah, I think that's our advice for the
Barry police.
What was
chill
it?
Out.
Yeah, chill out and kind of find out why beavers are acting that way.
Yeah, don't just arrest it.
Yeah, we built a road through their land.
Exactly, released it back into the wild. You fucking idiot! You put a road through the wild. Let's get into a song, and then when we get back, we're gonna have Matt Wills in the studio.
Bring the heat to the. Trying to bring the heat to the winner.
No days off, no days off, no days off, no days off.
They say I'm cold, yeah. Maybe you can really catch a cold, yeah. Maybe they don't like that I was chosen. Hit them with the flow until they're frozen. I'll give him frostbite, but bring the heat to the winner. Beef to the dinner. Brown skin beanie with keys to the bimmer. We got the shows out abroad. Peace for the villa. They on the road looking bored. They heave and they shiver because it's cold, yeah. Baby, you can really catch a cold, yeah. Maybe they don't like that I was chosen. Hit them with the flow until they frozen. I'll give them frostbite, but bring the heat to the winner. Beef to the dinner. Brown skin beanie with keys to the bimmer. We got the shows out abroad. Peace for the villa. They on the road looking bored. They heave and they shiver, yeah. Look, they all in their houses, now the summer done. But still they hating, but it ain't know where it's coming from. We heard your tape and we ain't waiting for another one. They told you not to drop it like the dunder done. But we were steady pushing, heading to the bookings. Always put the work in, but never got the look in. But now the table's turning, we trying to get a foot in. And we just trying to earn off for all the effort put in. And now my team winning where we usually fail. Now they feeling why I'm speaking like my tunes are in braille. Me and my team, we had to do ourselves. Been on my DIY like I'm leaving B&Q with a shelf. Now we kill it, chilling with the G's, finna fill it. Crepes clean, only rock the jeans if they fitted. But they gimmicks, my flow will leave them deep in the dirt. Gold ice in my teeth, I'll make them freeze on my verse. They say I'm cold, yeah. Maybe you can really catch a cold, yeah. Maybe they don't like that I was chosen. Hit them with the flow until they frozen. I'll give them frostbite, but bring the heat to the winner. Beef to the dinner. Brown skin beanie with keys to the bimmer. We got the shows out abroad. Peace for the villa, they on the road looking bored. They heave and they shiver because it's cold, yeah. Maybe you can really catch a cold, yeah. Maybe they don't like that I was chosen. Hit them with the flow until they frozen. I'll give them frostbite, but bring the heat to the winner. Beef to the dinner. Brown skin beanie with keys to the bimmer. We got the shows out abroad. Peace for the villa, they on the road looking bored. They heave and they shiver, yeah. I've been riding lows, trying to find time. They say lightning ain't strike twice, but I'm hiding from all these lightning bolts. Niggas claiming that they real as long as I'm involved. They gon' always go real, and I be Mighty Joe, righty ho. They checking for me, and it's rightly so. With the beanie rolling, some hee-hee for me to lie and toe. Highs and lows, put my mind and soul on the paper page. When I'm in, they know what the time is, like I'm Flavor Flav. And that's with no clock, oldest told me grow up. Cause I was busy making chicks diddy, but with their clothes up. Had a ting with Rona, Tiffany was a donut. And Stacey on my book, cause she give me face when I poke up. Hold up, my nigga, hold up. How they claim they cold when they don't even make their own stuff? Do me a favor, please, never try a wave on me. Would be a shame when the wave that you won't get frozen. They say I'm cold, yeah. Maybe you can really catch a cold, yeah. Maybe they don't like that I was chosen. Hit them with the flow until they frozen. I'll give them frostbite, but bring the heat to the winner. Beef to the dinner. Brown skin beanie with keys to the bimmer. We got the shows out abroad. Peace for the villa, they on the road looking bored. They heave and they shiver because it's cold, yeah. Maybe you can really catch a cold, yeah. Maybe they don't like that I was chosen. Hit them with the flow until they frozen. I'll give them frostbite, but bring the heat to the winner. Beef to the dinner. Brown skin beanie with keys to the bimmer. We got the shows out abroad. Peace for the villa, they on the road looking bored. They heave and they shiver, yeah.
You're back on FUBAR Radio. We got a special guest in. I'm going to bring him in straight away because doing this for the future.
In there.
So we got to do shit quickly.
I love it.
Before he evaporates or something.
Shit.
We got Matt Wills in the house.
Yeah. What you saying?
All good, man.
He's very salmon dressed.
Yeah, I've gone for the salmon pink vibe.
I love it.
I committed fully. This is what happens when you let your girlfriend dress you pretty much.
Well, if you put on one pink thing, you kind of have to
just
compliment it.
I just went for it, man.
It's good. It's good. Like, we're not judging you, bro.
I think the shoes are too much though. When you go for it, I'm literally fully salmon.
Shoes are my favorite.
It's a John West swag. You know what I mean?
Very
it's that
vibrant
vibe.
For the FUBAR beaches.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You are very vibrant. You're dressed accordingly.
As always, man. You got to be on point.
Holly's got his flip flops on as well.
Yeah, I've got an orange hoodie.
Yeah, you've gone in.
Do you know what I mean?
You've fully gone
but
in.
But I explained my reasons earlier for wearing this.
I missed it.
You've got to listen back.
Yeah, I'll rewind. this is the one. Promo the thing.
Exactly. What brings you to FUBAR Towers, man? And to the FUBAR Beach, should I say?
Well, the FUBAR Beach. I came for the lovely weather, firstly. Yeah. Because obviously, for the weather, for the moment. Obviously. And like, I just want to come and say hey more than anything.
Yeah. And I hear you're going to be playing some music for us. You're probably only the third guest now that's played live.
Is everyone too scared? Is that a thing?
Yeah. It's an exclusive.
We're really judgmental.
Oh, so really? You're sitting next to me giving the eyes right now, just like, right, if this ain't good, you out.
I'm just sitting and staring you like this.
You're gonna take my trainers and out. That's it. I'll take your shoes and leave. See you later.
No, permanent side eye. No, it's not. It's a very exclusive thing. We've had some illustrious guests. We've had a very good guest list, but it's very, very exclusive.
I feel special
to play live for us.
Oh, thank you.
But we only bestow that opportunity among the best as well. Do you know what I mean? So thanks for that. And it's quite early as well.
It's super early
because we're doing this for the future. So without further ado, I reckon we get into the song.
Yeah, mate. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then let's do it.
We get into a game.
All right, yeah. I'm down for games. What are we doing? What are we drinking?
It's a very tedious game.
Yeah, don't worry, you're going to enjoy these games.
Yeah.
All right, I'm down, right.
A lot.
Well, let's get into your rhythm.
Yeah, let's enjoy some music first.
Which song are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called Emily, which is like out now and stuff, which is super fun.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's casual promo things. Oh. We good?
Mm-hmm. Lately, I've seen a different side of you, my darling, or maybe all the things you put me free. I've been falling, you tore my heart out, stole my ways. I'm sorry that I let you change. You're my Emily, oh, 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 oh. You're my Emily, oh, 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 oh. Laid out your life for me. Turn out the lights and link. I am the one you need. Turn around now. Cause you are too good for me. I know that I'm too weak. Promise me when you leave. Turn around now. Lately, I'm sleeping less and drinking more than I used to. I knew you'd follow me too, and I wish that you never knew. You've had a taste, so now you're always wanting more. Cause you stole my heart and tore my ways. I'm sorry that I let you change. You're my Emily, oh, 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 oh. You're my Emily, oh, 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 oh. You laid out your life for me. Turned out the lights and leave. I am the one you need. Turn around now. Cause you are too good for me. I know that I'm too weak. Promise me when you leave. Turn around now. Cause I'll never save you. I'll never be your faith. It's fucked up behavior. It's something I can't explain. It's one of words now. But trust me, I feel your pain. I wish that we could have been something more. See your reflection and still feel secure. I wish that I had just waited my turn. Now as I hold you, I still watch you burn. You're my Emily. Oh, 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 oh. You're my Emily, oh, whoa, whoa. You laid out your life for me. Turned out the lights and lame. I am the one you need. Turn around now. Cause you are too good for me. And I know that I'm too weak. Promise me when you leave. Turn around now. Turn around now.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. My G.
I just sweat out of nowhere.
Oh, mate, it's very tropical in here, man.
It's so tropical. Like, start playing guitar and I've like lost 3 pounds.
Honestly.
Did you get scared at one point that because you swore in the song?
I saw you win. I was just like, jeez, you're allowed to say whatever you want.
Exactly. There you go.
Don't worry about it.
Who's Emily?
Tell us.
So like the story is basically like I was dating this girl for time. And then she left me for my best friend.
Wow.
Like, he was like living on my sofa.
Ex-best friend.
We ain't tight no more.
So he was living with you at the time?
Yeah,
so
he was living with me.
So she kind of left but stayed there in it. She didn't really go anywhere.
She didn't even do anything.
That's fucked up.
But yeah, wow. The song originally was called like Poppy, but like, that's the girl's name. But then.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you met her.
Don't want
to. Yeah, you met her.
Oh,
you
shit.
Know. Yeah, shout out to Poppy.
Yeah, big up Poppy.
But yeah, but Poppy just sounded shit, so I thought I'd change it to Emily.
Yeah, Emily's got a nice enough syllables for that.
Yeah, exactly. So
I asked.
It was a vibe, man. I wrote it with like me and Mav, Mav Saver, because I like.
Oh, say.
I was like bare upset, and I was like, Mav, come with me. I need to write something emotional because he's your go-to guy. When you feel sad, go see Mav. He'll like tell you how to sing it.
Fair play.
Yeah, he's a G.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Maverick Saver, man.
The reason I ask who Emily is because it looks like. The dance, this dancer on Dancing with the Stars, Emily Barker.
And it looks like her.
Yeah, and she's from around.
Yeah, he was linking Emily Barker.
I thought, have you been?
Could you imagine just dancing with the stars? That's what I do in my like spare time, and just linking some girl from Dancing with the Stars, you know?
The best thing about that was you, Reese, knowing about Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, because he's never seen Reservoir Dogs.
Because I know Emily Barker. What is Dancing with the Stars?
It's American, like strictly.
It's like strictly come dancing, but like.
Got it.
Dancing with Stars and stuff, isn't it?
Oh, sounds great.
That is actually a girl though. Some girl I know. There's a name Sarah Lovegrove. I was just like, can you please be the girl?
Yeah.
It's very nice artwork. It's very pretty.
It's great, isn't it? I thought it'd be nice to actually have a person, because like, all the artwork on it to be people. Mm. So at the end they can all come together and just chill out and have fun and have drinks with the whole like artwork family.
Artwork party.
Just all of us, like all pictures of ourselves, just like swagging. The most narcissistic party ever. Like, we all take pictures of ourselves.
Emily's gonna have to pray for a wind, isn't it? So that her hair kind of ends
constantly,
up like that again.
I'm just blowing next to her all the time. She's like,
so they all have to walk around the party like they are. So Emily's got her arm on her other arm.
Well, one's a girl with her, like,
walk around the party like that.
My next artwork's like a girl with like a flower of her vagina. So she'd have a really awkward time at that party.
Yeah, just like, really good weather.
Are you the wallflower girl? Yeah, don't ask. Don't ask how that happened.
You gotta pray for proper good weather for that party to happen, you know?
Yeah. Well, in this room, mate, but they fight like, but literally.
That's one of them parties where you have to go there and change. She can't get on the tube without it. You know what I mean?
Well, she's covering her modesty with a flower.
With a flower.
Yeah. There's no written rules.
Nah. How do you even? I'm not even going to get into that question. How you hold a flower? Yeah. That's for other people's decisions.
That's Adam and Eve would be able to ask that. They used to.
Yeah, they used to just like levitate in front, kind of vibe.
We get Adam on the next show.
Huh? Can we get Adam? Is he free?
I reckon so.
I doubt he's up too much, mate.
I think he's doing a lot these days.
He's a bat.
He's probably
Cain
in the
gun.
He's a stay-at-home dad now.
Well, one of them's dead, actually.
Stay-at-home dad.
Yeah. They didn't have kids, though, did they? Adam and Eve, was that a thing?
Yeah,
they did. I'm not very much. I didn't read much
Cain
that
and Abel were Adam and Eve.
I missed the first one. I read the second one was great, but the first one was a bit boring.
Now, the OG is sick. The very first edition of the Bible was great.
The Old Testament.
Anyway, you just come off tour with not just come off tour, but quite recently come off tour with Bastille.
Yeah, man, that was crazy.
How did you get onto their radar? They're like one of the biggest bands in the world.
Mate, it was kind of a mad thing. Someone just like sent them over some of my tunes, and Dan, the lead singer, really liked it, which was like a super compliment to me.
That's useful.
Yeah, it's useful. Because imagine if it's like, I hate this. What are you going to do? I'm going to take him on tour because I hate it. I don't want everyone else to know how much I hate it. But yeah, no, he heard some of the tunes and liked it and offered me a spot around Eastern Europe, which was like an experience that I never thought I'd ever get to do.
Yeah.
So going around Eastern Europe was just like, that was the craziest thing, because like seeing stuff that I've never got to see before.
Yeah, of course.
And there's also like, there's a slight like vision from like movies and stuff of how you reckon Eastern Europe's going
to
be.
Yeah, you imagine it just to all be music like, duh, 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 duh.
But it's the most chilled place like ever, and everything's pink and blue and colourful, and it's like and the people are like so nice, and I had such a dope time, and it was so cheap to get drunk, and it was amazing, and mainly was just wasted for a lot of it, but it was great. And
vodka,
so they drink vodka with everything, and it's like
it's a thing that when you have a shot of vodka after everything you eat, and then if you can't find a shot of vodka, you have to sniff the person next to you's head.
Are you sure that's just not a trick they tell, like
no, no, fully.
People have just got there, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's custom. Drink vodka with everything.
Max, can you repeat that?
So
repeat that.
If you eat something, you're meant to have a shot of vodka straight after. Yeah. But if you can't have vodka to hand, you're meant to just sniff the person next to you's head.
That's what I told that British guy. And he believed me. Stupid Brit.
I didn't even sniff anyone's head because I was always vodka about, but it was because I was sitting there at dinner and this girl just kept on sniffing my head. And I was chatting to my tour manager, I was like, does she like me? Like, is she into me?
That sounds like they saw you coming, mate.
But yes, fair enough.
That's brilliant.
Maybe I just have good smelling head, I don't know. Good smelling head? I don't know, is that a thing?
Good smelling head. We want to hear a weird story. Apart from that,
a weird tour story. Oh mate, I almost got like murdered by an Uber driver.
Okay,
that's always good. Yeah, that's
continue.
That definitely qualifies.
I was at the hotel and I got super wasted. And every time I get super wasted, I'm vegetarian. But the moment I'm drunk, that just goes out the window.
Right.
So I was in like Lithuania. I can't really remember where I was, but my tour manager was passed out. So I got in an Uber to McDonald's and I was so drunk I ordered the whole menu because it was so cheap out there. I was like, I'll have it all. So I ordered the whole menu. So I've got this like bag, I look like the fattest kid of all time. I said to my Uber driver, I was just like, look mate, do you want it? Like, I'm not gonna eat this, do you have it? It's just like, yeah, let me I can't do accents, but like you have an accent, you can fill in. He was like, come to mine, let me give it to my kids. And I'm just like, yay.
Do you have any vodka?
So like, I end up in this like Soviet apartment, like in the middle of nowhere, like just me and this Uber driver. He's like, come in, like his whole family's there. And I'm like, this is getting weird now, and I'm sobering up, and I'm like sitting there with my McNuggets in the corner, like talking to his kids. And because I said like that I'd played a show before and at the stadium, which is like the biggest stadium there, he was like, oh, you must be famous. I'm like, I'm done, check me out, we had a gig. No. So next thing I know, he's like, do you smoke? And I'm like, yeah, I like a smoke. So I ended up smoking weed. And then next thing I know, I'm sitting there and he's like, let me take a photo of you. And I'm like, yeah, let's get a selfie, like that, two little friends like having a great time. And he's like, okay, we'll just take your top off. And I'm like,
what?
So I'm just like, right, cool. So anyway, I'm calling up my manager. I'm just like, right, he's in England. And I'm like, bro, can you book me an Uber? And he's like, where are you? I'm like, somewhere in some country, can you give me home?
With my top off.
Fine, with my top off.
That's that is a good story.
Very good.
So I told you a weird story.
Yeah,
Charlie's face is pissed. She's like, don't ever let him tell a weird story.
I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
To be fair, they've gone in on JME today for like no reason.
Yeah, yesterday.
No, yeah. Like,
was it yesterday or today?
Yesterday.
No, it wasn't any of it because it's 24th today, so it was a couple of weeks
last
ago.
A couple of weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago now.
Did you see the GRM Daily's letter in response?
I did, yeah.
Daily Mail, suck your mum or whatever it was.
Yeah. Did you see the baby with the t-shirt that says Bun the Tories?
Yeah. No. Jeremy Corbyn's holding a baby that says Bun the Tories.
Fucking hell.
Just straight up.
This is the best election of all time.
It's gloves off, you know.
I can just... It's like, now that I've seen House of Cards, I can see how... It's like, hey, did you see that Jeremy Corbyn's with that grime JME? Okay,
cry.
Dig up some tweets. We're gonna nip this in the bud from today.
It's because the grime scene's got behind Jeremy Corbyn and they're just chatting such
moments to his
amazing.
It's any way to smear anything that's affiliated with him. Do you know what I mean?
He could do anything.
Got thrown under the bus.
He could literally do anything and he'd still be in trouble. Like, there's nothing, man.
It's to be fair, what were the tweets though?
Yeah. He said one of them was #. I'm sweating more than a Jew at a cash machine or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they called him anti-Semite.
Oh, right.
Because of that. And then they also tweeted. They also sort of brought up a tweet where he said, "Yeah, fuck the Queen." At first, I thought it was a rape one as well, wasn't there? Yeah, he said rape has now been named surprise sex or something.
I mean, like.
it's, yeah.
We're playing devil's advocate here.
It's all very like there's for me there's nothing in there that you really need to splash on the pages.
I mean, fair enough. Like, I think that the angle of the fact that they're like trying to bring down Jeremy Corbyn for that is wrong.
That's but like
I think those are fair enough to get some backlash.
Yeah,
those tweets.
I'll be perfectly honest. The Jewish one, you know, like, but I don't think it's right to call him an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying to you? Because to me, anti-Semite is.
You hate Jewish.
You hate
you
them.
You think about
yeah, but the thing is,
but he made a joke out of a stereotype.
Yeah, but I think I'm honestly playing devil's advocate here. Mm. I feel like if someone made a joke on Twitter referencing a stereotype of a black person, they would be labelled a racist.
Yeah,
I feel like it's up in the air, but I feel like. Those tweets were definitely wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not at all denying that. I think that they were I think the fuck the queen one.
I mean, I don't really care about that.
Yeah, and the guy.
If you look at the thread though, like he wrote a whole thing basically saying about the media, and that was part of it. He was saying about how the media is biased and all that. Like he wrote a thing about it, like we are the media, like we say what we want to say, and that was what makes the media what it is and shows their message. Mm. So by him, that if you look at the thread, that's why he says like fuck the queen, fuck everything.
Yeah,
because we're the media, we're the ones that are causing this stuff. And this was like 4 years ago before he even thought he'd be meeting her. Yeah. Like possible prime minister. This is when he was still just back then. Even crime wasn't popping off as heavy, and Jamie wasn't as big as he is now.
Yeah.
Little did he think that he's going to go meet Jeremy Corbyn, and it's all going to blow up. And
yeah.
It was black.
I guess. Yeah. I also playing devil's advocate. If somebody else had written those tweets, say if Trump had put those tweets out, wouldn't we all be saying?
Trump.
But wouldn't we all be saying the same thing? Exactly the same wording. But if it was someone else, or was, you know, a Katie Hopkins or anybody, when everyone would be going in on her and calling her an anti-Semite or the rape thing.
But so, I think they do call her an anti-Semite.
Yeah,
they do call her
Katie Hopkins. She is those things. Says actual anti-Semitic things rather than just making a joke. Like I said, it's wrong to do that, but I think that there is a difference. If someone went on Twitter and said, I am more excited than a black guy in a fried chicken shop, I'd be like, do you know what? I'm actually really hungry now. I really want some fried chicken. I'm not going to lie. You just made me fucking hungry. Do you get what I'm saying?
He made a joke. He didn't attack.
So that's what I'm saying. I think labelling him an anti-Semite is a bit harsh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is a bit harsh because he made a joke.
Right, if he'd had a stream of them about the similar sort of thing, then fine.
And then the fuck the queen one, when I originally saw it, they'd censored the fuck, so it was just 4 stars. And I was like, why are they angry that the queen reviewed his album? Because he just went 4 stars, the queen. I was like, why are you angry about that? You're just fucking jealous, you prick. And he follows the royals, the guy that I did a bit of research, the guy who wrote the article is like the editor-in-chief of the Daily Mail or something like that. Yeah. And he's a big royal fan. Yeah. That probably angered him the most. What do you mean, fuck the queen?
Isn't it? Imagine the person who had the job of going through like thousands of JML tweets.
He has 135,000 tweets. And that was way back.
But keywords, man.
Keywords.
When you know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
People remember, find stuff, though. Like, you go
just
type Twitter.
In Twitter. Someone's just going to go type in Jamie Jew. Let's see what comes up when I type in JME Jew or JME
buzzwords.
Yeah, buzzwords. Shit that's going to get controversial.
Did you see that the Daily Mail, like, they crossed out sex on the article. Like, they blanked it like it was like a really bad word to say in the paper. So
that's
it was
the
just
Daily
like, rape is surprise. And it was like blank because like, he said really bad things. And you're like, you can't write sex in the paper.
They left raping
but took out sex.
That's where the Daily Mail's at.
Yeah, that's their standard.
Brilliant. Love them. Gotta love them, man.
Yeah. And I just think that's wrong because that wasn't sort of making. I don't think by that tweet it sounds like JME's condoning rape. You know, like people within popular culture have used that joke. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So he could just be making. It could have just been a quote. I think it could have been taken out of context. Yeah. But anyway, enough about Jeremy and Jeremy Corbyn.
Anyway,
should we play a game?
Let's play a game.
What are we playing?
Well, I don't know yet.
Let me read what it says here.
It would be something really tenuous and stupid.
Well, Matt,
let's go for it.
Song, Emily.
Yes.
The song opens with "Lately, I've seen a different side of you."
Yep.
So we want to see how good you are with sides. We have compiled.
Awesome. Love this. Right.
We have compiled 7 clips of cars and trains going from left to right or right to left. All you have to do is tell us which direction the car train is going. There are no extra points for identifying whether it's a car or a train. So,
so
I need
to guess if they're going from left to right.
As always, there are 7. Here's a pen for
all
you.
Right, cool.
So
right.
Let's start with today's first game.
Wait, hold up. Yeah? Do I have a pen?
Yeah, I gave one to you a minute.
I think Reece stole it.
This is more dumb than the one last week.
Oh, no, it's under the.
What was the one last week?
Straight on. Restole it.
I know. Sorry.
What was the game? The clock. The time.
Oh yeah, we had to.
So I've got the worst game of 2017 so far.
No,
it could be the best. I don't know. What are you gonna say?
Second
best.
Worst. The game second last worst. Week we had a chime of a clock bell, yeah. And we had to guess what the time was. From this one chime.
So it's like.
It's when gong. We had to guess like 4 a.m.
Well, yeah. Is that even possible?
No, it's not.
Oh, right. I don't know.
I got one legitimately right there. Yeah.
Harley won through cheating and he still didn't even get them.
No one's cheating.
Right.
Today.
Well, apparently, I'm really good at choosing sides. So okay, right, well, choosing your side. King of side, eh?
Let's start today's game. I look left and right. I listen as well until I know it's safe. The left and right game. Okay, here we go. Here we go with number one.
I'm going for it already.
Now remember, yeah. It's right to left or left to right.
Wait, can you do it again?
Really easy. Okay, so is that... I mean, I feel like I might give you... I'm going to, like, overrule Jacob. If you get car or train right, I might give you a point, an extra. Just saying.
Oh, now that's
just a game changer,
too much, so I can't be honest.
All right, we'll just do...
Is it just car or train?
It's car or train. Oh. And left or right to left.
Okay.
It's really simple. Okay, here's number two. Scrap the bonus points. It's really obvious what it is. I get it now, actually. Good one, Jacob. Okay, so do you need that one again?
Yes, please.
Okay, moving on to number three. Everyone got that?
Yeah.
Okay, number four.
Play that one again, please.
Yeah.
This is so annoying.
Oh, I can come back to that.
You're having a nightmare.
That's not going to help that.
I know, but I can still do that for you. Number 10. It's all car 10.
I need that one again.
That's
I'm done.
Five. I know, I'm out. Hearing that. Here we go, 5. Okay, so that's quite easy, I think.
Man's got the Febreze laugh. The Febreze.
Nearly there. Number 6. Okay, we've all got that.
Yeah.
Done. 7.
Mad
any?
Easy.
Do you want me to go through? Mad easy, yeah, you're saying? Mate. Okay.
You've got a good imagination.
I've got more.
Do you want me to go back over any that you
no,
need?
No, I'm fine.
Michael,
I'm that confident.
Reece?
I've got more.
Yeah.
I'm slightly embarrassed. I put the same answer for all of them, so I don't know.
You've got to be right. You'll have at least 3 right.
You hear what I mean? That's my way. That's why I passed my GCSEs.
I'm trying to go for like 7 out of 7, okay. Not like 3 out of 7.
Yeah.
Like
just all right. Like guessing. Well, let's start, Harley. What did you get from number 1?
It's obviously
think?
Left to right.
Okay, anyone else?
A
left to right.
Left to right.
I've got a right to left. But depends
Harley,
on my head.
Harley gets a point there, as does Reece.
No way.
What?
Of course, yeah, it was left to right. Okay, Max, number 2, what did you have?
Right to left. I've got the same answer every time.
Oh, yeah, got right. Okay, Harley.
Right to left.
Right to left. Reece.
Left to right.
I got left to right.
Points there for Reece and for Michael.
Sick.
Oh, no, I cheat. I'm going to just own up. I just read your answer.
Oh,
point for me, man. I could win this.
I'm now in charge of Reece. I'm seeing what Reece
I'm solidly
here.
Losing. I'm the worst player
number
in this game.
Number 3, right to left. You've obviously got Matt. Reece, you have right to left.
I've got left to right.
Left to right, says Michael.
Right to left.
Right to left. It was right to left. So jeez. Actually, Reece does get a point there. Who didn't get a point?
Me.
Michael. Yeah. Matt gets a point and Harley gets a point. Okay, what are we on? 4, number 4. Anybody?
Left to right.
Left to right. Reece has right to left.
Left to right.
I actually have left to right, you know. I changed this one.
You did.
Reese has got it right again. It is right to left. It's right to left.
What's that? I changed it. I'm wrong.
You had right to left.
No, I'd left to right. But I was going
left to right. Am I wrong?
No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, I was going to put right to left, but I was like, I can't. They wouldn't do.
Wait, is it left to right?
No, right to left.
Oh. The only one I changed to right, changed around.
Here's the thing. This one's going to be hard on Justin because you can actually kind
you
of hear
kind
it because
it goes.
Yeah, it goes
going.
Quiet in one.
Oh,
ear.
So you stereoed it, and I'm deaf in one ear. I was born to lose sustain.
Of course, this is stereo. It's going to be a mono.
Surely, which side we have our headphones on, then that like buns it as well, doesn't it?
There's no.
I'm literally powerless right now.
No. Okay.
I'm like, if my headphones are the wrong way around, then I'm going to be the wrong way around.
No, it's in stereo. What do you mean? It's in two ears.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Yeah, I'm deaf in one ear.
It kind of sounds. Like,
yeah, but it
kind of you can kind of hear like which side it starts on
and which
can
side
you?
It ends on. Yeah,
but like that's not really.
Sorry. Oh, I'll give Michael all the points then. Five, there we go, 7 points
you
there.
You should make just it like a Paralympic version of this game.
What are we even on? Five. Let's go.
We're
this.
On five.
Five. Right. What? Reese. Five had left to. He had left to right.
I had right to. What's this? Five. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had right to left.
Mm-hmm.
I had left.
I had right to left.
Right. Left to right.
Did I get a point?
What did
again?
You have? You had right to left. Harley. What did you
left
have?
Left to right.
Mm-hmm. Point
if
for
I
Harley.
End up winning this, okay,
okay.
That's
point
not going to be possible.
Point for Reese.
So it wasn't left. It wasn't right to left.
It was left to right.
Jesus.
Number six. Reese had left to right.
I got left to right as well.
Yes. Okay. Harley, what did
left
you have?
Left to right.
Left to right. Matt, you didn't have that, did you? You didn't have that, did you? Okay. And finally.
Wait, was that right?
Yeah, that was
left,
right. Sorry,
left to right.
Left to right. And then finally, number seven, Reese has left to right.
I've got right to left.
Uh-huh.
I got right to left.
I had left.
You got right to left. You have...
Right, left to right.
No, I'm afraid that's not correct. It is right to left.
Oh, no, I put right to left. I did put right
which
to
means,
left. Sorry, I just missed
did you?
It. Look, I did. Oh, I actually did. I just read it wrong.
So that means Matt has two, Reese has one, two, three, four, five. Harley
because he
one,
cheated.
Oh yeah.
No. I didn't get the point for the watch.
Oh, okay.
Harley also has five. Michael, you have three. So the joint winners today are Harley and Reese.
That game was actually easy because you could kind of hear which way it started and which way it ended.
Well, at least we know I'm not going to choose the sides.
There we go. That was good. That was a nice game.
Jokes.
I'm the real winner because I still took part
in it.
Yeah, mate.
And I would
that's such a mum thing to say when you do anything. You literally
don't worry, love. You'll win in the listening games one day.
Because no matter the next Olympics, the listening games, the most boring thing to like ever play at the Olympics.
We've got another one later.
Should
you
we
can come
should
back.
Should we get into a redem?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please. Let's. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to hear the remix of Emily.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's play
chances.
That. Yeah. Heavy.
We got
chances.
It. We got it.
Oh,
Foo Bar Radio. We're still here with Matt Wills. That was the Heavy Trackers remix of his song Emily. If you've just joined us, he played the acoustic original version a bit earlier, and we've been talking all things Bastille tour. And
all things spicy.
And all things spicy.
Everyone likes a curry. That's what we've been talking about. Nice. Yep.
And oh, we also played a little game. And Matt lost.
Yeah, I lost pathetically. I'm literally a sad excuse for someone that witnesses sides. For someone that claims in the first of your song that I can see different sides of people. I can't see sides of nothing.
Ah, mate.
But well, by no means does that mean you're any less gifted than us at giving people advice. Mm. And you've been kind enough to sort of stick around and impart some wisdom for some people.
Yep.
So we're going to get through some of them and let's see what you got.
All right, hit me up.
Jazzy in Cambridge. Yeah, I live in a house. I live in a house share, and my flatmate next door sings in the shower every night. Normally Pet Shop Boys, who I hate, so it's bugging me out. I normally wouldn't care because I do the same sometimes, but it's Pet Shop Boys, and she plans her singing sessions at midnight or even later. SOS.
You were always on my mind.
I fully rate Pet Shop Boys, though.
I don't
know where she is.
I think, Jazzy, you're the issue. You're the
issue. Jazzy, calm it down. Me. I think it's because I'm that guy. Like, in my house, I'm that guy in the shower just busting tunes and singing away.
I'm Curtis Mayfield in the shower. I don't care. I'm Song Nang in the shower. I do, like, Grammy acceptance speeches in the shower based on my performance to myself. Yeah. Like, I'm sick in the shower.
Do you have good acoustics in your shower, in your bathroom?
The best.
Is it just Nang?
Mine's the best. Poor. It's fucking Carnegie Hall in there, bro. Honestly. It's amazing.
No. I just think about what I should have said in an argument in the shower.
Oh, man, I hate that. I do mid-song as well sometimes.
Just sitting at your
problems. I'm trying to do a gig, yeah. And I'm just like, oh, you fucking prick. You should have said this to mum.
To mum, of all to poor mumsy.
Mumsy beats me in arguments all the time.
There we go. Michael Payne thinks about his mum in the shower. We finally found out.
She's my actual nemesis when it comes to arguing.
Yeah, so Jazzy, you're the problem.
You are the problem, I'm sorry. Huh. With a name like Jazzy as well, you should be ashamed of yourself.
The midnight or later thing. Which
no, the problem isn't that. He just said it's Pet Shop Boys.
And she said, and she plans her singing sessions at midnight or even later. So there is a lateness to
all right, okay, there is an issue there, showering that late. Does she do like night
shifts? What is she doing showering that late? Who showers at midnight?
What if she works night shifts? Then Jazzy, you're the problem for showering in the middle of the morning.
You hate Jazzy, don't you? Jazzy,
I feel like you are Jazzy. I feel like you just want to. You just cussed out your flatmate and you're like, yeah, well, yeah, Jazzy's evil. Yeah.
Okay, well, should we move on to help someone else?
Yeah. Some Lucy in Bristol. I started a cactus collection a few months ago with my boyfriend, and one day while we were having sex, he suggested touching me with one of the cacti. But isn't cacti like the
cacti
plural?
Cacti's plural.
Yeah,
it's plural.
Which was surprisingly arousing. Now we both prick each other when we get freaky. Are we insane?
They even want help, just an answer.
That's just being comforted. She just wants someone to be like, it's okay.
It's fine.
You are a bit of a weirdo.
I mean, like, you know, people enjoy a bit of like, you know, pain during sex S&M, sometimes. Yeah. But I feel, you know, when you get pricked by a cactus, it's like really uncomfortable.
Mm. Yeah. But that's the whole thing, though. People just love that.
Pleasure
like,
and pain.
Like, yeah, but that's, it's not like, oh, that was painful. It's like, and you feel like pricks in your arm. And it's like, it's a bit annoying. Then you're like rolling around on the pricks that are still in your arm.
But then, like, do you know there's that thing where if you relate something to sex, then that thing can give you an erection eventually.
Yeah.
So, for example, the thing with, I was reading a
the thing that you
a magazine.
Get
no, no, no. I was reading this in a magazine. Not about if you rub your boyfriend's hand, this then eventually after and related to sex. Eventually, after time, when you grab his hand and rub it there, it will just give him an erection because it relates.
Yeah,
to
that
it.
Makes sense. So,
I worry about your search history. Someone take his laptop away. That's a dodgy Google search. Like, how do I get aroused by hands?
Honestly, it was in like OK magazine. I was reading it in the doctor's
waiting
room.
Okay?
I was in the waiting room at the doctor's.
So but yeah, no. If a girl rubbed my hand just once before sex, then every single time she rubbed my hand after that, I'd be like, oh, well, we're gonna have sex now.
Exactly. Now what I'm saying is, don't know if you're out. Handrail, get a splinter, get an erection in public, that's going to become an issue. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Any kind of prick.
Oh, right. So it could just be like your boss shaking your hand and a little bit too long.
Congratulations on the promotion, Colin.
That's not the raise he was looking for.
Hey.
Puns.
Give him a ding. There you go.
Hey.
There you go.
That's a ding.
Guests very rarely get dings. Yeah, you're the first guest to get a ding.
I'm a dinger and a singer.
Well done.
That makes you a humdinger.
Thank you.
Two dings.
Double dings.
Ooh. So, did we sort out Lucy's problem, or
is she still fine?
Yeah, she just wanted an answer. Fine. I don't think she had a problem.
I think
it's a blessing that you found someone who is just as weird as you. The operative word in there is we.
Yeah. How did you spring that up in conversation? You get what I mean?
Let's involve some cacti.
Maybe she just likes aloe vera or something.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It's very sensual.
Aloe vera.
Aloe
vera.
Should we get into a song?
Yes, we'll say thanks for Matt.
Yeah, let's do that. Because I just expected you to stay here for the whole fucking show.
Yeah, it's just me and you hanging out all day, you know. Yeah. It's fine.
But no, it's been an absolute pleasure having you, man.
Thank you.
Seriously.
For
thanks for the stories. Thanks for the wisdom that you've helped us to impart. Thanks for playing live. Thanks for wearing pink.
Yeah, mate. Salmon here.
Salmon, that's the new word for it, isn't it? Pink doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Salmon.
And congratulations on your ding.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Two dings, double ding.
And before you go, tell people about the live show.
Oh, yeah. I got a live show on the 29th of June at Omira. You should come down and get drunk and have fun. And you guys should come down.
Obviously.
Omira is London Bridge, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm. Are tickets still available or is it sold out?
There's some tickets still going. It's running out quick, though. So, get involved ASAP, Rocky.
Absolutely. Well, to be fair, we're doing this show for the future. So by the time people hear this, hopefully it will have been sold out. And then we can just be like, fuck you guys.
You missed out on it, man.
But no, once again, thanks so much for joining us.
And
lastly, where can people find you on the socials?
So go on Twitter, it's at Matt Wills Music. Instagram, it's the same on everyone. At Matt Wills Music on every single thing.
Matt Wills.
Just, you'll see curly hair and salmon.
Nice.
I love it.
Brilliant, man. Love, bro.
Much love.
Let's get into a song, and on the other side we've got more games, more hump day help to impart, and more
madness.
Bullshit, really, yeah. We'll be right back.
presents Sticky Blood.
Do you have to have grown up in Tottenham to be able to make grime?
No. And you're evidence of that.
You're evidence of that. I said we're evidence of this.
You make some really good grime.
I said we make all right grime. I said there's a lot of people in different parts of this country that make sick grime. Bugsy Malone.
Yeah.
Scouse Trapping Trems.
Definitely not.
You don't have to be from wherever the spoon was invented to use a fucking spoon.
There we go. That's probably the clip. That's the clip.
Big up spoons.
That's definitely the clip.
Every Monday, Sticky Blood from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
He's the playmaker. Better life for your rise to the baker. Whipped by the cane, I've only the undertaker. My desire is how you're living, you can't break us. Praying on our knees, son, never to be taken. Apparatus, eight bars upon bars, what a collage. Pick stick shocking, the king is in charge. Take cover, let the flow preside past, keep running. I'm a rep hard, I'm a rep to the end.
I'm a rep hard, I'm a rep to the end.
Tell him again, Jesus wins.
Tell him again, then.
No need to pretend.
Ooh, nah.
Push back to the masses, max this. Around the world flow so globe like an atlas. Do a backspin. Truth in a manner as a matter of fact. We don't stand for the acting. Better attack the lies back with a passion. Crash with a captain. No longer trapped in sin like a vacuum bin. Because it was me he was rescued in. Church talk, but it blows intense. But we don't claim to be the perfect men. Last night I cried tears when I messed up hard and I had no guts to repent. Waste man, their thoughts exactly. Every right to hate me. But where lust broke me, grace saved me.
I'm a rep hard, I'm a rep to the end.
Tell him again, Jesus wins.
Tell him again then.
No need to pretend.
Ooh, nah.
Now I'm born with a face, so we start it again. 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 So we start it again.
I'll
be telling everybody who be listening to the truth, I'll be keeping delivering. Struggling with sin, but your word ready for medicine. So evidence of your benevolence. Stuffing in the sediment, your regimen got me acting in diligence. Like saying brain got me killing sin. And even though I'm a sin again, you send me grace, a bit of a friend. Keep me going to the very end. You will never leave me, never save me. So I'm ready, I persevere to the very end. Even when it's severe, but coming to the very end. I'm for an amazing start to the end. I can see your trend, see you win with the living king. See you for your glory, I'm telling everybody your story. So you were defeated when you was up in the very end.
I will tell them what they need to hear. We won't sit around and wait in fear. What you know about me? Yeah, it's this love that found me. So I tell them, never gonna hide from thee. In the way you die for me, so you're gonna help me breathe. You can never let me leave. Even in the night I scream, but the heart sold out when you open me. Restart some of no hope and see. Waiting for my daddy on time. And I'm telling everybody, make it known, you keep me. I'm a rep hard, I'm a rep to the end. I'm a rep hard, I'm a rep to the end.
Tell him again, Jesus wins.
Tell him again, then.
No need to pretend.
Ooh, nah.
Now I'm born with a face, so we start it again. 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 So we start it again.
So we started again. Oh yeah.
Yo, Fubar Radio, that was Triple O. 10 points to the person that can guess the title of that song.
I can't think.
I wasn't listening.
Oh, why not?
Right, start again. Start again.
Yes, start again. Start.
Okay, I'll start.
It was called Started Again.
He said it a few times.
It's a big tune. I really
not
like
enough,
it.
Not enough for Harley, though. He didn't not say enough. Enough for it to sink in what it was called.
It reminds me of a big Crit song called I Got This Here. And they're both very big tunes. I really like that song by Triple O. Let's get into some more Hump Day Help queries.
Okay.
Should we play a game?
I thought we should just get the game so we have time.
Quick, grab another W.
Of course, it's seven. Get your seven clips. Hello.
Hiya.
Welcome to Smash the Wine.
What?
We have compiled seven. This is actually my idea, this game, so I have to take full responsibility. We have compiled seven clips of different types of wine being poured into a glass. All you have to do is tell me what wine it is and whether it's white or red. Generous 2 points for each clip. Simples.
What do you mean? Wait, like the name of the wine?
Yo, if it's not Echo Falls or Blossom Hill, I'm done. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid there's no points for you there. There's neither of those are on the list. Little spoiler. Anyway, let's hear the jingle.
Can we hear that again,
please?
Yes. I want to hear the whole song now.
Okay, right. It. So let's start with wine number one. Remember, it's the colour and the make of the wine that is being poured.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so everyone got... You at least have to have a stab at the colour, Reese.
That's all I know. I've just put the colour. That's all I've thought.
Think of some makes, some varieties of wine. I only know Harley's wine.
I know two and you
I
just
know,
tell
I know my
Lambrina.
Wine,
is that
I don't know white wine, actually.
Okay, well, there's going to be a mixture. I can tell you there's no rosé on here, so it's only white or red. Okay?
Can't
so here's number two.
Why? You're going to cheat on me?
Sometimes I see it and then it's just like...
Didn't pay attention there, Reese.
I did. I've got it.
Okay, so let's move on to wine number three.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, everyone got something?
Yeah.
Okay, what was that? Let's do four.
Such a pleasant noise.
It's nice. That's so fancy some wine now.
Honestly.
Okay, so let's have five. Mm-hmm.
I've run out of white wines.
I got bored long time ago with that shit. I'm just doing colours.
I need
wait,
some
hold
names.
On. Wait. What white wines are there?
All I know is Sauvignon Blanc.
Pinot Gris.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is a make of wine, isn't it? Yeah, so maybe pop that on the list somewhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Next to a red.
Okay.
Don't ask me to spell it. Fucking hell.
Don't worry.
It's got a G in it somewhere.
That's fine. Let's go to number six. Wine number six. And number seven. Oh.
Someone did that far away, but they didn't trust the person recording.
Should we start with going through what you think it is? Harley, number one, colour and make.
I got a red Malbec.
Oh, okay, interesting. Reese?
I got a red Pinot
Grigio.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael?
I've got a red, and I originally had Sauvignon Blanc, but that was when I thought it was white.
I'm afraid you all get a point for being red, but it was in fact a Merlot.
Merlot.
So, number two, Reese, what did you get?
White.
Just white. Okay, Harley?
I got a white Chardonnay.
Oh, good choice. Michael?
I got a white.
Just white.
Yeah.
We all got white, but unfortunately it was in fact a Pinot Grigio.
Ah, damn it.
Damn it, Reese. You should have put it for everyone.
I got, yeah.
Can't say you've done it now. Okay, number three, Michael Payne, what did you get?
White.
Yeah, Reese?
Red, and then I just wrote Dutty.
Harley?
I got a white Sauvignon Blanc.
Damn it, he got 2 points for Harley then.
Wine, yes. My G.
Wow, okay. Number four, please, Harley.
I got a red Pinot Noir.
Okay, Reese?
White.
Michael?
Red.
You do get red there, but unfortunately that one was a Malbec. Now, number four, anybody?
White.
White, says Reese. Okay, and Harley?
I got a white Pinot Grigio.
Mm-hmm.
I got a white.
It is white. You got that. How are you getting this right? It is white, but in fact, it was a Riesling, the German wine.
Okay.
Number six, please.
White.
White, says Reese. Michael?
I got white.
Mm-hmm. Harley?
I got a white Chardonnay.
It's a red Pinot Noir.
Damn it.
Dang.
Sorry. And number seven, please.
Red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, red.
I got white, the type that Jesus made.
Oh, so it's fair. That's a
wine.
Good one. What did you get, Harley?
I got a red Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, no, you silly. Silly Billy. It was white Chardonnay, obviously.
Yes.
Damn it.
You didn't get Chardonnay, but...
Fuck! I got 6 points.
Five for Harley. Did you get six?
Yeah.
All right, six. All right, six then for Michael Pay. Reese, you got four, so it's still not bad.
I didn't. I got three.
Well, take the four. I've given you four.
I did all right. Do you know what I did? My rule was, if it sounds thicker...
Mm. Yeah, it's red.
It's red.
Yeah,
it's red. If it sounds like water, it's white.
Yeah, I got six because I got the double point, remember?
Oh, yeah, of course you did. Yeah, so well done.
Yeah,
well
I relied
done.
On you getting the brands wrong.
Can I get a bonus
the names
point
wrong,
for,
sorry.
I've given you one.
For Dutty.
Right. Well, that's why you've got four, obviously.
Oh, right,
so that's why I gave that to you. So that's good. Do we have any more hump help that we can do? Because we're approaching the last 20 minutes of the show.
Oh, my God.
Damn it. Yeah. That went fast.
This is what
it?
20 minutes in the future feels like.
Yeah.
20 minutes left in the future.
What's some things we can get? Well, get football scores.
All right.
Who's going to get top four? Need,
okay, cool. So.
I can't. Oh, yeah. Let's get up the listers because I don't
absolutely
remember every single games. But you read them off and I'll tell you what the score was in that match in 2 bags.
Let's all write our predictions for the results.
Oh, wait. The problem is, so I'm on the Sky Sports app.
Yeah. So you have to go through to Sunday.
Yeah, it doesn't go that far. Right. Yeah, sorry, it does. Yeah, so it's 21st of May. All right, let's get our predictions. Right. Arsenal Everton.
Okay, I'm going to go 3-1 Arsenal.
3-1. You don't need to write it down because we're actually recording this.
Yeah, no, I just want to
good
remember.
Good point.
It was 3-2 to Arsenal. Lukaku got a couple for Everton, but
okay.
Sanchez, Ozil just tore it up that game and
okay.
then Giroud's tapping just sealed it at
cool.
the last.
Cool. I'm going to go 3-0 Arsenal.
And do you know what else was good about that game? That how on the last day Arsenal just peaked fourth place. I loved that. Do you know what? That's what football's all about.
That's
times
a,
like that.
That's a bold prediction, and I love you for that. All right, Burnley West. Natalie, would you like to make a prediction?
Sure. Who was the other teams?
Arsenal Everton.
Like 12-4
to Arsenal.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Burnley West Ham.
Yeah.
I'm going for a 1-1 draw.
I'm going to go 0-0.
I'm going for a 1-1 draw. Well, no, it was a 1-1 draw, sorry. And it was just nice to see Michael Keane just rise up in the box and get a header and just get himself that nice deal.
Yeah,
that he
nice,
you know what I mean?
It was good that Lanzini pipped that 88th minute
just
to get West Ham a point.
Yeah, that was nice.
Chelsea Sunderland, I'm going to go. Oh, sorry, Natalie, again. I'm being really sexist here.
12-14.
I love it.
Justification. No joke. This is football, not basketball, by the way.
Yeah, but I got high hopes for them. I believe in them.
Okay, Chelsea Sunderland.
Is it at Chelsea, yeah?
Yeah, Chelsea at home. I'm going 4-1 Chelsea.
I'll go 4-2.
4-2?
Well, you're both wrong because it was 4-0 and Chelsea just absolutely smashed that last home performance of the season.
I feel
and
like
they can, the
they're still
going
to play their youth, so they're going to concede a couple goals off of being like, you know.
What, last game of the season at home, lifting the trophy, big parade celebrations, they're going to play their youths? They're not.
I feel like they will.
Yeah,
I say
but
3-3.
They didn't, so you
3-3.
Were wrong.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And it was
4-0.
3-3.
Yeah.
Very good.
That could be a thriller.
Yeah.
Hull City, Tottenham. I'm going to go 3-0 Tottenham.
You were right as well, it was a great game. Again, Harry Kane and Dele Alli just masterclass in that game. Obviously, you've got like Eric Dyer doing bits and Eriksen just tearing it up, but they just shone out, didn't they, Alli and Kane in that game. It was amazing, I loved it.
What's your prediction, Harley?
3-1.
3-1 to Tottenham?
Spurs, yeah.
Okay, Natalie, Hull City versus Tottenham?
2-7.
It's a very good guess.
Thank you. I'm going to let me tell you.
Nearly got them all right.
14-3 to Arsenal.
Some FIFA scores.
Yeah, then you'll be taking me to a casino.
Leicester Bournemouth.
Oh, mate.
Obvious.
I'm going to go 3-2 Leicester.
It was good to see Drinkwater come back from injury on the last day and score that absolute scream. I mean, it's not going to be in contention for goal of the month, but I mean, goal of the season, but it definitely in their goal of the month. That what a banger.
I'm going to go 2-1 Leicester.
2-1 Leicester. Natalie?
4-5.
4-5. So Bournemouth win 5-4.
Yeah, they're good though.
Away.
Junior Stanislas with all five.
To be fair, Bayern did it. The Bayern were 4-2 down and won 5-4.
We're talking about Bayern.
That was Bayern. That was a Bournemouth away.
Yeah, begin with a B, don't they? So.
Like your
thank
logic.
You, Reece.
Exactly.
Someone's
I got your back.
Thank
this is
you.
A good one.
You get a ding.
Liverpool Middlesbrough.
Oh, see, this
that
is
was such a drab 0-0, wasn't it?
I'm just going to do what I hope for this game.
Sturridge is back for me. So my prediction, Sturridge is back, gets a hat trick.
No, you can't. You have to put the good juju out there. We need Liverpool to at least draw.
Yeah, we need them to.
And you know
my
what?
Prediction, though.
Nah. You need to predict wrong.
I can't.
Liverpool properly out Liverpool themselves in that game. It was drab. It was boring. There was shots, but there was nothing really on goal. It was terrible, and that's why they deserved to finish fifth, and Arsenal got fourth. You know.
Yeah. What's your prediction of the score? No, you're 1-0.
Yeah. No.
0-0.
3-2.
3-2 to Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
That's probably annoying. The most. Realistic score.
That'll be a really annoying scoreline.
Oh, I can
we
swap
Arsenal
it round if
win.
You like. Could do 2 to the other one.
Or just do
no,
like.
No, do
3-2.
9-6 and a half.
Okay. Yeah,
got
I'll
half
change
goal.
That. No, not 9-6. Let's say 7-4, 4.5.
Yeah.
7-4.5. Yeah, you said half. I said half.
Yeah, of course you can.
Man United, Crystal Palace. I'm gonna go Crystal Palace win 2-1.
I'm going Crystal Palace. Well, no, Crystal Palace did win 3-2. Sorry, and it was just nice to see Sam Allardyce celebrate with a pint of gravy at the end. And, yeah, what a guy! He's a proper chap in his Sam.
I'm gonna go for a 0-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
3-2 away for Man United.
I'm thinking about it. I quite like Crystal Palace, but Nigel Farage likes them too, so I want them to lose.
So does Doc Brown, though.
Okay.
So that balances it out.
True. Okay, so I'm going to say 10 to Crystal Palace, 0 to the other ones.
10 yeah. nil to Man U.
Yeah, because they're obviously because Crystal Palace are obviously good because they live in a palace.
Yeah, so they must be Crystal made Palace.
Yeah, exactly. They're literally the kings of football. Southampton. Stoke City. I think that's going to be boring as fuck. I'm going to go 1-1 though.
2-1 Southampton, won it.
How many games are there, by the way?
There are two more
okay,
after this.
Good, right, okay.
What was it? Stoke.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go 2-0 Southampton.
Mm-hmm. Natalie.
4-6.
4-6.
Yeah.
Stoke City wins 6. 6 by 6 goals for away again. Natalie's given a lot of away teams the advantage in this. I'm noticing the pattern.
I don't even know what that means. So
if you're playing at your own stadium, it's more likely you'll win.
Why?
Because it's your home ground.
Better atmosphere.
Oh.
You've got all your fans there. You can make your pitch like how you like how
well,
you
I've pretty much. This before I would change things.
Home advantage.
Do you know what I'm doing? I'm gonna put an accumulator with every single score that I've put on here for the last day of the season.
Okay. How about last one? Watford Man City. I reckon Man City will win that 3-0.
Yeah, unless Watford play Troy. I mean, Watford. Yeah, if Watford put Troy Deeney on, I reckon he could bag. But it's going to be a writing for the minute.
I think so.
3-0 or 3-1 if.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2-1 City.
2-1 City?
2-4.
2-4.
Man City.
That's a pretty good guess.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay, I can
sense.
Go and win some of these. That's good.
Cool. So they're all recorded.
Yes.
They're going to be played. You're listening to this on the 24th. So, yeah.
You'll know.
Mm.
Right, football scores aside.
Yes,
we,
let's get back onto humping.
Help some people.
Okay, it's from Alison in Leeds. My friend and I always chat about our sexual experiences. And last week she told me she got into the S&M scene and loved it. Now she's asking me to participate. I'm adventurous, but I don't know if I could take it that far. What should I do?
I love a bit of sausage and mash.
Yeah, it's nice, you know.
Delicious.
Ooh.
I didn't see what the question is about. Are you vegan?
I thought she was dyslexic and she meant the M&S scene.
What happens on the M&S scene? Please
you know,
tell
you
me.
Get some fabulous clothes.
You see. Yeah, and you realise that they're not
are
just clothes.
Priced, but lovely.
Yeah.
Really lovely. Some good tunes.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
What it is. Everything you buy, you realise it is not just what you bought. It's the M&S version of what
very
you bought.
True. They do a nice chicken Kiev, though.
And I've never ever shopped at M&S, I don't think.
Have you not?
No,
I have. I had a very, very nice chicken and asparagus lasagna one time.
The nearest M&S to my house is 7 miles away.
Oh, really?
So not really going to make a trek for a lasagna.
Yeah.
7 miles. I love how you know the exact mileage.
Because it's in Nottingham City.
You checked on the app, innit? You really wanted to go.
No, it's in Nottingham City Centre.
Which is 7 miles away.
Well, I think she means S&M, the bondage-y, fetish-y scene, which I'm thinking I've lost the words.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's
sadomasochism. Okay. Sadomasochism. Is that the word? Is it S&M?
No, it's something else.
What does it stand for? What is S&M? I feel like I should know this. I've seen 50 Shades of Grey. It's all right.
Isn't it like...
I thought it was...
Isn't it sadomasochism?
No, it's definitely two things.
It's sadism and masochism.
Oh, right, okay.
Masochism.
Well, as you can tell, that we're really all into our S&M scene here by how much we are knowledgeable about it. But
sadism.
I've got some leather trainers, to be fair.
Yeah, kinky.
So,
yeah.
I like Bond films.
I do wear, you know.
I like sex. Yeah, I like sex while watching Bond films. You could say that my sex has a bit of a Bond edge.
Oh.
Slow burner, that one.
Yeah. We pondered it. It's just a bit of... like a little spanking, isn't it, and whipping and things.
I'm like, do you know what? Spanking, I don't think is S&M. If you're not spanking, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, good, nice little spank on the booty.
That's alright, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think that qualifies as S&M. You're not there yet. You know what I mean?
Okay, but not maybe.
You can't just go do a bit of bondage there because you smacked your girl on the ass.
Like, I used to have a girlfriend that liked to be tied to the bed and chained up and shit, but I'm not really into that.
I think you can probably say that you did a bit of bondage, though, if the roles are reversed and your girl smacked you on the ass.
Really?
Yeah, because she must have been behind you for some reason.
Oh, true.
I don't have no booty though, so I ain't getting slapped.
No, it could be like.
Just be like whacking me on the bottom of the back.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, kind of goading you. Yeah.
Have you tried anything?
Like a horse in it. Go on.
With a crop.
Yeah.
Rising crop. That would be bondage.
That would be bondage, yeah, I think.
It would be bondage, it would be.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Well, no, not bondage. Like you you've got to be.
Bonded.
You've got to be bonded.
I think I could get down. With
a crop.
One with a crop, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think I quite like that, yeah.
Like wearing
I don't think I'd be that.
Assless jumpers.
Have you any of you tried S&M before? Any of you done any kind of tying up?
Yeah, I've done tying up. I just said
spanking,
that.
Spanking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not with a crop,
whip.
Though.
No.
Nipple
really.
Clamps, anyone?
Nope.
No.
No. No. Like candle, is that kind of bondage? The candle wax on the chest?
Yeah, it's that. I reckon it'd be under Sadie's and Mackenzie.
Tried that?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not during sex, anyway. I like the feeling of hot wax, but I don't
on your legs
mix it in there.
Do you get waxing?
Not just on my finger, really.
Oh, okay,
yeah, on my legs.
Very hairy fingers.
Got to get my legs out just because there's a candle about.
Well, okay. So she wants to know if she could take. Doesn't know if she could take it that far. What should she do? Should she try it?
Try it once. If she says she's adventurous,
only if you
know
to.
Your boundaries.
Yeah.
If you fancy it, like
wait. Oh, okay. A friend's asking her to participate.
Yeah.
Do what makes you comfortable, man. Like,
that's
I don't think
weird.
We even qualify to tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing with your sex life. Like, if you're not comfortable doing it, then don't do it.
I think it's weird to just invite your friend full stop.
Do you think that maybe the friend's got a little crush?
Like, oh, I'm going to go have sex with this girl later. What are you saying? You're not going to come through?
I think have a safe word if you do it, definitely. I think that needs to be clear. From my experiences, have a safe word.
Yeah,
you've had
no,
safe words.
I've seen 50 Shades of Grey. That's all I've done.
Those are her experiences.
Do they have safe words?
Yeah, yeah, they do. Yeah, like mine would be like stop.
Ow! Safe word. Don't do that.
Yeah. Fucking stop.
Yeah.
That yeah, it's true. I don't see a reason to establish a safe word because stop is perfectly fine.
Enough. Isn't
that
it?
Doesn't mean
some
anything.
Some may say
else.
It was kind of invented for such situations where things need to come to a halt almost.
Exactly.
Stop is the original safe word, man.
Okay.
That will suffice.
Well, I think that helps, Alison. I think we've got time for one more.
James in Warwick. I get really drunk on airplanes and can't help myself but flirt with whoever is around me, even if it's a guy. I'm a guy. Should I be questioning my sexuality? I'm very heterosexual and would never do so anywhere else.
It's the most confused email we've ever had, possibly.
Yeah, I mean,
what does very heterosexual mean as a term? Not just heterosexual, I'm very heterosexual.
Well, there's like metrosexual, isn't there? Which is where you still like
try a bit of
No, metrosexual is purely
where
down
you look
to
after yourself, yeah. You know, nice clothes, grooming. Moisturising,
yeah, exactly. Bisexual, aren't I?
But where I come from, people, that's not like a thing, really, like metrosexualism. Do you know what I mean? It's everyone's head, like, man.
Do you reckon there's a language, like, there's a kind of, because of a language barrier in France, metrosexual means like people who just like have sex on the underground?
Yeah, maybe.
Or yeah, just people who are in love with underground.
Oh, the tunnel.
Oh, it's like big tunnel.
I think try it. I mean, if you're thinking about it, try it.
He's obviously very confused because he's saying he's very heterosexual, but he's also...
But he flirts with guys when he's drunk.
So you're not very heterosexual.
You're gay, bro.
Do you know if you're vegetarian, yeah? And you think, oh, you know, I quite fancy some bacon. I'd really like some bacon. You have bacon, then you're like, oh, do you know what? I don't think eating meat's that bad. Or, do you know what I mean? As long as I'm eating it in quantity. Whatever, do you know what I mean? Then you'd... Do you know if you're thinking, oh, quite fancy man...
I think you might be gay.
Taste, yeah, do you know what I mean?
Proof is in the pudding.
Try it, do you know what I mean? If you don't like it, then
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
At the very least, what's it? Curious, bi-curious?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're at the very well, I wouldn't say least because that makes it sound like I'm diminishing a sexuality, but you are, I think, bi-curious.
Well, why does it? Okay, so he does it when he's drunk, but he doesn't just flirt with men. It's like everybody, women, men,
so
everybody.
I think his problem is he's very heterosexual, so I feel like he thinks that he's not as manly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's not true. Do you know what I mean? So you can still be very whatever you want, even if you're...
I reckon secretly he's crying out for a job as an airline steward.
Yeah.
As well.
Oh, maybe that's what it's all about. This is like a code and you've cracked it.
Mm.
Yeah.
He wants to be an airline steward.
Have any of you met or flirted or had sex on a plane? Anything like that?
Never had sex. Maybe flirted a little bit to get a top up with my on my gin.
Yeah.
But never with the view to kind of having sex on a plane. In fact, no. So when we went to Berlin, do you remember when we went to Berlin, the few of us?
Yeah.
Do you remember there was that girl? She was a steward and she came up to us on the runway for a photo. I don't know if you remember.
No.
I'm still friends with that girl.
Really?
Honestly, she's been to my flat and everything. Like, we're actually really cool.
What? All right.
Really, really weird.
Yeah.
But we're actually mates.
Cool. Have you ever had sex with her?
No, I haven't. Oh, okay. That's what I said. Well, yeah. We didn't really flirt. She was sitting behind me.
Okay.
On the flight. She wasn't on duty or something, but she was in uniform. And she was like, oh, I like your music, blah, blah, blah. And then when we got off the flight, we took a photo on the runway. And then, like I said, yeah, for some reason, we just became really good mates after that. That's cool. Chat all the time.
I once got on a plane and there was two beautiful women on there and they were sat in the aisle, like, not so, you know, obviously you're one side, they're the other, one row in front on the other side, two men. And we got on the plane and they were peng. And I sat down, I got on the plane, fall asleep, and I woke up as the flight's taking off, and I've got a grey jumper on, a bit of dribble from my mouth to my chest, and then a big patch of drool on my chest, and these two penguins just giggling at me. And then I had to ride out the whole 2-hour flight, knowing full well that I ain't got a chance anymore, do you know what I mean?
Oh, dear.
But you wouldn't. Plane toilets are horrible. They're really small, so I don't see how you could have sex
I've
had a hand job on a plane before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, fair play.
Okay, yeah.
Prick.
Yeah, I'm quite jealous of actually.
No, it wasn't in the toilet though. It was very sneaky.
Just in the seat,
under the blanket.
Yeah, under the blanket, a little handy.
Did you hand the blanket back after to when you get off the plane?
What, back to the steward?
Back to bed.
Yeah, rolled out. Don't give this to anyone
else. I was also
else.
Like 16 as well. Oh. It's a long time ago.
Mm.
School trip to New York.
Nice. Plenty of time for a hand job.
Very nice school as well, actually. I went to Isle of Wight.
It was the drama trip, babe.
Right, okay.
You know,
I
it was
see.
For us thespians. You went to the West End.
Oh, yeah, you went to Brit school. Was this when you were in Brit school?
No, this was
right.
When I was at secondary school.
Okay.
Yeah.
What secondary school do you go to,
that's
bro?
That's what I'm saying. We didn't go to New York, did we?
We went to New York and, you know, we went to see a Broadway show. Yeah, it was great.
We went to Stoke Bardolph Sewage Plant and down to our local high street for a school trip. And you're going where?
Yeah. We would do the, my school would do yearly trips to Canada, like skiing. Did you never go to like,
yeah,
like
ski trips? Trips. Yeah. You know, I never did a ski trip.
The thing about ski trips was they'd put them in the middle of term, so all the rich kids could go on these school at these ski trips, and then all like the regular kids would have to stay at school and do work.
Yeah.
Mm. They were always so damn expensive.
Trip to Epsom, trip to Isle of Wight. That's it, I think. I don't think we went.
We went to the Isle of Wight. That's a nice destination.
Yeah.
I loved the Isle of Wight. Like, that was one of my favourite. We spent a week on the Isle of Wight when I was in primary school. Mm. And I think I might have cried on the way home.
Did you go to Black Gang Chine?
Went to Black Gang Chine, yeah. Went on the toboggan ride, mm-hmm. Went to Shankly, went to Sandown. It was, I thought I lived on the Isle of Wight.
You could have stayed there. Yeah.
Honestly, man, it was the best time of my life. It's so good.
Oh, that's cute.
That's so good.
Very cute.
But that's is that all we've got time for?
Sadly, that is for another week.
Well, we're going to be doing this again in like 3 hours' time.
Yeah,
no, but we won't be because this will have happened. That would have been last week. And
I know,
is
but everyone knows
week.
Who's listened.
And it, yeah.
This is a pre-recorded show. But we will be back live next week. Whatever date that is that the 31st?
I think it is. Calendar, yeah, something like that. Yes, 31st. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we will have some good guests. Not too sure who they're going to
be
yet.
Pretty sure it's Steel Bangles actually coming in. Yeah,
nice.
Pretty sure about that.
Ooh.
And there's someone else that I've been, and I can't remember their name right now. I think you got two guests actually. I'm not here.
What?
I'm in Canada.
You're going to see Adam?
I will. Yeah, I probably will.
He's going to turn up in a Starbucks.
What are you doing in Canada?
I'm going to Montreal and then just going to Niagara and then just having a little.
With who?
Oh, I saw you going to Viagra Falls
with your friend, eh?
Yeah.
With your friend,
yes,
eh?
My friend.
Whenever Natalie goes for a trip, we know it's with a dude.
With Bay,
yeah.
With Bay. Wow. We can talk more about that later on the live show.
Please, let's
get into a song. That's the end of the show.
Yeah, we'll see you next week on the 31st. We love ya.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.